Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Turkish forces continue their advance into northeastern Syria. After launching an air and ground offensive, the invasion began after the U.S. pulled troops from the area. Let's get some analysis on this morning. Brad Garrett is joining us, crime and terrorism analyst in Washington, D.C. Brad, what do you make of what's been happening so far?
Well, I suppose predictable based on the players being the Turkish army and the Syrians being the Syrian democratic force that's been working with us for years to push back ISIS and, you know, have done an incredible job. So, you know, many of us were like, you're not really pulling the troops out of there, are you? And then he did. And, you know, the Turks have said all along that they believe the Syrians are terrorists and they're going to, you know, attack them, and they've killed a number of them up to this point. The other big concern is that the Syrians hold the Kurds hold roughly 10,000 ISIS fighters or people related to the fighters in these sort of makeshift prisons. And the concern is they'll have to pull away from guarding the prisons to fight the Turks. You know, and so the Kurds obviously have to protect themselves. And so as a result, I think, you know, you're going to see potentially ISIS fighters flee, which then, you know, raises the potential that they can regroup. And that's one of the big concerns.
Is policy on this a tough position for the president? And no matter who the president is, whether it's Trump or whether it is somebody else or the next president, because Everybody says, you know, we want to bring the troops back home. And everybody's been clamoring for that for so long, to end this war that has no end. Yet you do that and then there's the consequences. So it's it's a lose-lose situation in one respect.
Well, yes, but I guess I look at it from a different perspective, that you don't end these things. There's some belief that this is like World War II, that you defeat people and you go away and you have a victory parade and that's it. It's just never going to happen. You know, these are ideologies that will sustain probably no matter what. And so we have to commit to having X number of troops in these locations probably indefinitely. So it's faulty thinking, and I've yet to find one person that's in the know about this area that thinks this call was the right call. I mean, some have described it, and I agree, as a catastrophe to do this, and it's going to create a humanitarian crisis, obviously for the Kurds, but also for the Syrians that still live in that part of Syria. It's hard to imagine that any good will come out of this.
We'll be following this. Brad, thanks for the time this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live from Washington.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.